Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. And before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Brent Humphreys, is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 1-990-800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull. Broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. You got to love. I love you celebrating. Some of them that just make me smile. Some of them I have to wonder where they came up with these things. National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. National Maritime Day. Okay. I'll stick with the foods. National Vanilla Pudding Day. It is today. Yeah, we'll stick with that one. I think I can get behind. I kind of prefer it. You know, just a saying right there. But if we have to go with vanilla, we could do that as well. Look at the moving today off of finally getting to see some legitimate leadership and getting rid of some of this hogwash that's coming through from the media. President Trump having a great trip, it appears, over visiting Saudi Arabia. I love listening to some of my liberal friends who come and want to debate online, talking about, I've got their terminology. Hypocritical, I think, is the term they use. Hypocritical that the things that President Trump is doing are all the same things that President Bush did. And now I'm for it before I was against it.
So I know who's asked to kick.
So let's think about this. Yesterday we saw a great speech from the president in front of 50 different heads of state. Ironically enough, not one of them were terrorists. Think about that concept. Now, the president is bringing back $400 billion in contracts. President Obama sent $150 billion in cash to Iran. Doesn't seem quite the same. That sounds like about a $550 billion swing where we're getting money and we're getting jobs and we're getting economic growth versus sending money to pay for terrorism. Doesn't quite seem the same to me. Today the president was in Israel reaffirming our commitment to that country. Not quite the same as what we saw from President Obama. You know, whether you agree with the presidents or not, you know, at least call it like it is. If they're the same, they're the same. If they're different, have the guts to say they're different. And if you disagree with the differences, that's your prerogative. I have my opinion. Everybody else does, has theirs as well. Just a thought right there. Share this information. I want to get the exact names proper because there is a big, interesting story developing. And the majority of the media will not share it with you, but, you know, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. I have no problem sharing what's really going on in our society, because this is just a very, very interesting story. At least I found it interesting. So we look at these various companies, and I shared these names yesterday when I was chatting a little bit about the program. Late after a very, very long weekend of some real great things going on. But think about this commentary. J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Boeing, Disney, IBM, BlackRock, Uber, and Blackstone. Every one of these companies has the same exact dilemma that they have to deal with right now. And most people look at it and say, what is the dilemma? What's going on with those companies? You look in and you say, how could J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Uber all be in the same boat? Disney and IBM, what are they doing with the same? Blackstone and Goldman Sachs, yeah, I can understand that. BlackRock, they're all hedge funds. I can understand that. Well, here's the answer to the question. Every one of them is on the George Soros hit list. Yeah, the idea now is how do you think they brought down Bill O'Reilly? How do you think they're trying to bring down President Trump? Well, the idea is you go after all these companies who are very, very large advertisers and try and attack those companies, attack them with boycotts, attack them with very well-orchestrated funding to really harm them, to harm their companies if they don't do precisely what George Soros wants. And it's obvious what George Soros wants. He wants to make the United States into Greece. Now, he's done it in California. That's pretty obvious. But think about Greece, right? It's a nanny state. They're bankrupt. Their people go on strike when instead of going to work. They want everything handed to them, and they want to know who's going to hand it to them. But think about this. We've got this George Soros Fund Foundation to promote open society. And he gets millions and millions of dollars there. Watch what's going on with them. You check it out. Do your own research. I'm just telling you it's there. It's happening. And again, like I say all the time, and here's my commentary in many, many instances, especially with the loony liberal left right now. Two words. Very simple. It's called prove it. Everything that comes up, just say prove it. Well, go and do your own research. If you want some of the details, let me know, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. I'll send you where I got some of my research. It was a sad day yesterday for many, many people. Brent, I don't know if you caught this one. This was a pretty sad day. The very last, after 146 years, they did the very last Diamond Bailey Circus. It's the same, I mean, again, because of the perception and the reporting that they're mistreating animals. I suggest that in many instances, the animals that are in the circus, they're treated better than any because the show doesn't go on if they aren't well. They're treated very, very well, and now there's generations of young people that are not going to get the privilege of seeing for 146 years Barnum and Bailey Circus. It was a great institution. Speaking of the fall of great institutions, I am a fan, and I say this with all due respect because those that listen to me know that I am a USC fan, and I'm sure glad that USC students did not act like the students of Notre Dame University yesterday. Now think about this. One of the greatest times of a young person is their day they graduate from college. They may be going on for a further degrees, but the commencement ceremony, it's a very exciting time. The kids, maybe they're not so excited about it. I can promise you this, mom and dad are excited when their kids are graduating. Two things. Actually, there's a few things. Number one, they see their kids graduating from college. That's an exciting time. Tuition payments just stopped. That's an exciting time. And they might be moving out to get their own job. For some people, that's an exciting time. But when you get the honor of having the Vice President of the United States as your commencement speaker, yet the kids get up and walk out, I'm sure those parents are extremely proud of their children right now. Couldn't imagine how proud they must be that their kids get up and walk out. Now, if you don't agree with the president, I have no problem with that. You know something? Have an open dialogue. Have a conversation. Get out and vote. But when you have the honor of listening to the Vice President of the United States, I don't care whether I said this when President Obama was in office. He's the President of the United States. There's only been 44 of them. Show respect, if not to the individual, to the office. Just amazing. I'm sure those parents are really, really proud of their kids right now. Almost as proud as United Airlines. They're back in the news again. And yes, Mr. President, yeah, you ought to go and talk to them at United Airlines. Now, this one here just disgusts me because regardless of your feeling for war, none of us are excited about war. But you know something? There's men and women out there putting it all on the line in United Airlines, charging a National Guard soldier $200 because his bags were overweight. Really?
What are you doing?
He was carrying his gear that he was working on protecting the United States of America with. It wasn't like he had a bunch of souvenirs. Yeah, I brought some shell casings back with me. No. He brought his Kevlar vest back with him. United Airlines charges him $200 as his bags are overweight. You got to wonder about the brains of some of these organizations. Don't they, what kind of hiring? If I had somebody that worked for me that made that kind of a stupid decision, well, all I can say is they probably wouldn't be working for me any longer. Just, I mean, unbelievable how the lack of common decency. That person, whoever it is that's at the airline, they're working, getting a job because our men and women are out there putting their life on the line. And we're in Veterans Appreciation Week right now. Those men and women are putting their life on the line so we can do what we wish, say what we wish. Kids can be stupid at Notre Dame University and walk out of a ceremony. Try doing that in China. Try doing that in Russia when their government leader is speaking. They have something stupid like this. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Brent Humphries is in the house. Never know what Brent's going to talk about when he comes on, but I know it's always intriguing, so we'll learn together. Five reasons to hire a real estate professional when buying or selling. States most affected by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and if it's eliminated. And three good reasons to pay your credit card bill early. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions. There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio and anytime. RonSiegelRadio.com, 800-306-1990. Easy for me to say this morning. Real estate segment, again, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 795-64. Find your dream home before someone else does. Reasons to hire a real estate professional when buying or selling. We shared a detailed list on our Facebook pages early this morning, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Whether you're buying or selling a home, it can be quite an adventurous journey, which is why you need an experienced real estate professional to guide you on your path to your ultimate goal. In this world of instant gratification and internet searches, many sellers think they can go for sale by owner or FSBO. I see that right now real estate is selling in a heartbeat. It's going very, very quickly. I just shared this with a real estate agent the other day. The seller does not want to hire an agent. The buyer does. And the buyer's agent said, well, I'll just do a dual transaction. I said, don't do that. You have to educate the seller. If they don't want to, no problem. Five reasons you need a real estate professional in your corner haven't changed, but have rather been strengthened by the projections. Higher mortgage interest rates and home prices on the market continue to pick up steam. What do you do with all the paperwork? Boy, that's a fun one that the professionals get to deal with. So you found your dream house? Now what? There are over 180 possible steps that you need to take to place every successful real estate transaction. Don't you want someone who's been there before, someone who knows what these actions are to make sure that you achieve your dream? Are you a good negotiator? Well, if you said yes, you just lost, because you need a great negotiator. You don't need a good negotiator. You need someone that's been doing it, who understands the marketplace. At least 11 different people who need to be knowledgeable of the paperwork and of what's going on. 11. Think about that, and you only have to pay one commission. Just a thought. What is the home you're buying or selling really worth? It is important for your home to be priced correctly from the start to attract the right buyers and shorten the amount of time it's in the market. You need someone who is not emotionally connected to your home to give you the truth of your home's value. According to the National Association of Realtors, the typical FSBO home sold for $185,000, that's a national number, compared to $245,000 among agent-assisted home sales. Do you know what's really going on in the market? Brent has been here many times sharing with us that the difference between one city and a city 5 miles away can be radically different. I look at financial gurus that we hear on radio, and they want to tell you that the same financial planning in Knoxville, Tennessee is the same as it would be in Carlsbad, California. Well, Knoxville, Tennessee, you can buy a house for probably the same price as the down payment in Carlsbad. Just a thought. They're not all the same. Bottom line?
Very good point.
Sorry. Right? Is it? Bottom line, you wouldn't replace the engine in your car without a mechanic. Why would you make one of the most important financial decisions of your life without hiring a financial professional? And let me remind you this part of it also. This isn't in the report that I posted, but I will share this with you. Electronics are a great tool. It's like a wrench. To me, I don't know how to use a wrench. Some people would say that you don't want to use a plier when you need a hammer. They're not quite the same deal. Don't use email. Don't use text messaging. Don't use instant messenger when you're dealing with a $500,000 transaction. What you use those tools for is saying, hey, Brent, I need to talk to you. Can we chat? Right? Because you don't get all of the information in 140 characters. It doesn't work that way. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. What do you think, Brent? Did I hit anything that was correct?
Yeah, you hit a lot of great points. I'm sorry I got a little excitable and had to jump in.
Oh, no problem.
Those are really good points. You know, and you mentioned FSBO for sale by owner.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of agents that will have, you know, FSBO campaigns where they'll call people that have the for sale by owner $399 sign from Home Depot in their yard and try to, you know, convert them. But the big reality is that the moment that you try to sell your home for sale by owner, the buyer knows that you're not paying that 5 or 6% commission. So what is the buyer going to want? They're going to want that off the price. So you end up doing all the work that you don't know how to do for the exact same amount of money.
Or according to the Association of Realtors, for less money.
Correct. Yeah, 185 versus 245. Those are big differences.
Absolutely. And then for California, you can double, triple, quadruple those numbers.
So easily, yeah.
Right? I mean, because
you get a mobile home for 185.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And part of it is I don't know whether it's accurate or not accurate. It doesn't really matter. But I think the perception is that we pay 6% real estate commission. And the perception from many people is they're like me. They're kind of maybe a little lazy, on the lazier side, or maybe not as aggressive. So to me, if I see a $250,000 house, I figure that I should offer $225,000 if it's a FSBO, because I don't want to figure out what 6% is. I can figure out 10% real easy. Right?
Good point. Yeah, you're just a simple guy.
I'm just a simple guy.
Yeah.
Let's move on, Brent. What are we going to talk about today? I send you an invitation, and for me, it's great because you do all the work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I was hiking Torrey Pines yesterday, and I got your Facebook message.
Most people say about golfing Torrey Pines. You were hiking Torrey Pines.
I was.
Nice,
yeah.
Okay.
It was wonderful, and so I got your message, and of course, I was obviously very happy to come in. I thought, what should I talk about? And what I thought would be helpful is, given that 20% of the agents, plus or minus, are doing 80% of the business. And right now is a very, very difficult time in the state market in most areas because of low income.
I said, Brent, most people are saying out there right now that, well, it should be pretty simple, right? Because you're putting on your house.
Well, if I sold my home for this,
I heard somebody say that you exposed yourself today on social media. I couldn't resist that one, buddy.
This is terrible.
Oh. So, if I didn't take that one, you would have.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good.
Okay, go ahead.
It becomes very, very important to interview the real estate agent, whether they're going to represent you as a seller or as a buyer. Interview them and ask them the tough questions. Now, everybody's going to talk a big game. Everybody's going to say, if you're a seller, I'm going to list your home. I'm going to sell your home for top dollar. I'm going to have great marketing. I'm going to have great fun. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But when it really comes down to brass tacks, there are questions that I've come up with. And steal these on the internet. These are questions that I've thought up that can, I think, very quickly expose, there I use the word again, the truth about whether that agent's going to do a good job for you, where you can separate the wheat from the chaff, where you can get past the cotton candy and the fluff that dissolves so quickly and find out if there's substance. So with a buyer, okay, you're sitting down with a buyer. Should I give you five questions on the buyer?
Let's go ahead.
Okay. So question number one would be,
can you do it in 45 seconds?
I think I can. I'll do two of them. To the buyer's agent.
Okay.
I'm pre-approved for $500,000. Here's where I want to look. Should I anticipate having a really tough time in the market or a really easy time? Now, if that buyer's agent is active in the market, knows the inventory, and understands pricing, they should be able to tell you right away, I think that we've got a number of things to look at, or this is going to be really, really tough, and I need you on a really short leash because if the property comes on, we've got to be on it.
I had a friend of mine that's a real estate broker here in Orange County and has done a lot of training. And he trains all of his agents, whether they listen to him or not, they're trained, that you need to go into the MLS every morning for your area. And I know there was like five different things that he wants them memorizing. How many actives there are, how many pendings there are, how many went into pending last night, median price of the market.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, and I'm not a real estate agent, so I have a license, but I don't do it. So I didn't really remember those things, but it's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you should know.
Because if you do that every single morning, if that's like having a cup of coffee or going to the restroom,
yeah,
right? You, when somebody asks you that question, you could be standing in line at a grocery store, and you know that off the top of your head. You should know
correct.
That.
Yes, you should. You can spend all day on Facebook, but you need to spend all day with an MLS tab open as well. You got to know that inventory. And if you don't, you're not active or you're probably the wrong choice.
Good question. Let's we got to go to get a quick break in here, and then we're going to go to question number two. Holy cow, we're in segment three, question two. But Brent's got some great stuff.
Questions get better, too.
Cool. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to listen to more of these questions, the five questions to ask buyer's agents during the interview. And we may even get to five questions to ask a listing agent during the interview. States most affected by CFPB elimination, if it happens, and good reason to pay your credit card bill early. All that and more, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us at Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio and on Twitter. Stay tuned. Ron Siegel Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. We know that it is because they all are. What are you doing about it? That's the real most important question. Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. There is conversation that maybe the CFPB will be eliminated if President Trump has his way. I've had lots of commentary that I believe the CFPB is unconstitutional. No one's really tested it yet. But where in America do we have it where you've got the same individual is judge, jury, and executioner with no oversight? Well, that's the way the CFPB is. That's the way it was set up. Richard Cordray, he can't get fired by the president. He doesn't have to answer to administrative law judges. He implements fines. People are afraid of him. It's crazy. I don't understand how that can be in the U.S., but that's the way it is right now. So the president is talking about eliminating the CFPB. I think it would be great. But what states will be affected the most by it? And it's really interesting when you look at this. And the report looked at factors like complaints per 10,000 residents, complaint close rate, complaint relief rate, and consumer dispute rate. And they put it all in there. Safer in the South, and the biggest complaints are about credit cards. Isn't that a surprise? But when you look at the map of where the complaining states are, let's see if you come up with any consistency here. Illinois, doesn't surprise me that they're upset by the way these things are done there by credit card companies. Connecticut, Arizona and Maryland tied. Virginia, Colorado, District of Columbia, Delaware, California, and New Jersey. Those are the top 10 states for complaints to the CFPB. Now, the only one that I think is a red state is Arizona. It did not surprise me a whole heck of a lot, but that's just the way it is. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we're going to continue our conversation this morning. Brent Humphreys is in the house, and he just started going through the Brent Humphreys top five times two of questions you should ask a buyer's agent or a listing agent when you are interviewing to hire them. So the first one that we heard was a buyer question, and it really got to the heart of the fact of, does the agent know the market? I think I could summarize that one
questions.
There.
If they're hard questions, you're interviewing the wrong person.
There you go. Say goodbye and move on.
Exactly.
Okay, next question two.
Okay, the next one is, given that the market is so tough right now, meaning there's so many buyers and so few sellers with homes on the market.
Tight inventory.
Yeah, tight inventory. And so the next question would be, tell me a time that you represented a buyer in a multiple offer situation and won. What activities led to you winning? Now, every agent that's won in a multiple offer situation and put a family in the home of their dreams knows exactly what happened. And we'll have a story to tell. These are not things that you need to stay up or cram for the night before. If the agent glosses over, turns white, deer in the headlights, it's time to say, you know what, let me buy the coffee and leave and find somebody else.
Brent, I think that goes back to one of my big premises that I have is somebody like you who, and a number of other, I mean, it's not just you. I mean, there's a number of really great real estate agents that I consider to be top of the class. Their excitement does not come from sales. Their excitement comes from a family that has either accomplished the liquidation or accomplished the acquisition. So it's more about the family than, you know, the proverbial notch in the bedpost, right? I mean, I watch the excitement that you have. I watch you on social media, and I see the excitement you have when a new family gets a home.
Yeah,
and
there are a few things as pleasurable.
Right.
And
I mean,
celebrating those moments.
Right. And you can see that. I mean, it's a real joy for you. And I think if I probably pushed you, I mean, we could probably go through and spend the next 3 hours of talking just families and situations and circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's plenty of content.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you ask somebody, you know, what was it that led to that win? It should be like off the top of their head.
Right.
Doing.
Yeah. If they're having trouble answering the question, probably not the right agent.
Right. Either they haven't had it happen,
right,
or they're strictly in it for the commission on their end, not for helping a family.
Not relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
Next one. Knowing that, so this is the buyer speaking to the buyer's agent. Knowing that any time you represent me, you're going to be presenting an offer to a listing agent. You give me 2 to 3 names. This is, I'm not saying 48 or 70. 2 to 3 names of listing agents with whom you've worked that you would provide as a reference that you had a good experience. Because if truly 20% of the agents are doing 80% of the homes, think about it. Everything you see on page one next to the name and the address, the agent's name representing.
Sure.
Right? And if that agent doesn't have 2 to 3 people that the buyer could just simply place a phone call or text or email saying, hey, I'm working with John, or I'm planning to work with John Smith. He says that he's worked with you. Was it a good experience? Chances are pretty good. They're either not doing any volume at all, and we all have to start somewhere.
Sure.
Or they have a really bad reputation. I can tell you with certainty that there are buyers who have lost out on homes because of this and the way it was presented.
Well, I would suggest that, and I've told this to many people who are going into listing appointments, if the agent that you're working with, and I can tell you who are liked and who are disliked, but if the agent that you're considering or you're interviewing is not liked in the community, do you think that his listing is going to be put high on the buyer's agent list of the tour, or is it going to be buried in the middle somewhere where we know that the consumer forgets about it?
Yeah, the answer is obvious.
Right, absolutely.
Same thought.
Okay,
yeah.
Move, number three.
Okay, next one. Actually, that was number three.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, that was number three. Okay, next one. Tell me about how you're going to run market comparables to make sure that I don't overpay for a property simply to be the winning bidder. Every agent will say, oh, I ran the comps. I ran the comps. We think 505. We think it's 523. How did you run the comps? What did you do? Are you just, you know, are you going to Zillow that's never been your home and has no licensed agents? And that's a funny story, if I may. Last year, Spencer Rinkoff, the CEO of Zillow, sold his home for 40% less than his Z estimator's estimate. 40% less.
And I've heard recently, if you're looking at selling your house, and I know you got that list there coming up, but if you're looking at selling your house, go to Zillow right now if you're thinking about it and make sure that it looks good. There's a whole area right there that says, I own this property, and you can put on there that you've remodeled the kitchen recently or remodeled the bathroom recently or there's a pool or something like that. Make sure you go and do that. But let's go back to your buyer's list.
No, and that's great feedback, too, because I met with Zillow a little over a year ago, three of them. We sat down together. And if the owner edits the home facts to increase the Zestimate, they're able to do that prior to the listing agent taking it on. But once the listing agent publishes it, it locks that door for the owner to come in and update the facts unless they changed it.
Okay.
It's very important to do that up front. The next one, tell me about how you're going to run the market comparables so that I don't overpay. Okay. And then the final one. Show me an offer that you've presented with the names redacted so I can see the degree of effort you put in when you represent buyers. There are so many people who just email me a PDF, thanks, let's go to escrow, and I look and the relevant documents are there. Where was the phone call? Where was the follow-up to make sure that I got the offer? Where was the cover letter? Where was the pre-approval letter? Some offers aren't coming with pre-approval letters.
It's amazing.
Where's the follow-up? I could
push back one tiny bit.
Push away.
See, at Gold Star Mortgage, one of the things that we suggest is checking box J4. That's an interesting one that a lot of agents don't even think about.
Verification attached.
No, J4 actually says if you've been approved, not pre-approved or pre-qualified, but if you've got an approval from Gold Star, friends over at Gold Star. You can actually make your offer with no loan contingency. That's box J4 on the residential purchase agreement, California. A lot of folks don't even know that that's there. But box J4.
We really check it. Wow, that's very good.
Good information there. So give us a call. We'll put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star to get pre-approved and pre-underwritten. And I bet in a tight market, if you're going in, Brent, as the buying agent, and can say, you know, so we have no loan approvals, no loan contingencies, so don't even worry about it.
That's a very, very strong offer.
Right? It's kind of like cash. Yeah. Next.
Yeah, so those are the five.
Oh, those are the
those
five.
Those are the five.
Perfect. So we've got a great segue because when we come back, we're going to talk about five questions to ask the listing agent. We'll hit that side of the street, and we're going to also talk about good reasons to pay your credit card bill early. We're going to chat about that one as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you want to meet Brent Humphreys, I got his inside number. It's got a bunch of threes in it. We'll talk to you. I can give you that, too. Give me a call. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800?
If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 306-1990. Good to see you online this morning, Robin. I see, Brent, I see one of your friends in North Carolina is checking in, Michelle Martin Lee.
Michelle Lee.
Well, glad to have you with us as well, Michelle. Glad to see you're checking in on, or checking up on Brent. We're trying to keep him out of trouble here.
He's a realtor now, by the way.
Really?
He listed a gorgeous one over the weekend.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Go get it sold for that family and help them move on with their life. We are going to talk now about the Mortgage Minute, again brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Yes, they are the home of the Fast Pass Loan Approval. It's the one that has the box checked on J4 on the resident purchase agreement. Good reasons to pay your credit card bills earlier. Obviously, number one means less interest, and I don't want to go through the math with you. Number two, it can improve your credit, and it might even help with other needs. Now, here's the issue. You need to be used. I mean, do you use a phone, a cell phone? I mean, I can't imagine anybody in this day and age that's not using a cell phone. Can't imagine anybody in this day and age that's not using a computer. So here's the thought. Go online about a week before the statement closing date. Go on to your credit card bills right now if you don't know the statement closing date. Figure out what your statement closing date is. Go into your calendar and put a note in there that's recurring for 7 days before that date every month. Go and check out the amount, your balance on that credit card 7 days before the statement closing date, and pay the vast majority of the bill right then and there. That way, when they report, your bill is at the lowest possible amount, and it's going to help your credit score immensely. If you wait till after the statement closing date and pay it before the due date, who cares? Yeah, I know you're going to be paying on time, but it's not going to do any good for your credit score. Just a thought there for you. We've talked about that one before, but there's good reasons to pay your credit card bill early. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So we've got went through Brent Humphrey's top five list. I know, you know, he's almost on the same par as David Letterman. I actually like him better. But now we're going to go through and we're going to chat with Brent about five questions to ask a listing agent during the interview. Now remember this, just like when you're going through an interview for a job interview or any other kind of interview you've ever gone through, what you're really doing is seeing how the agent handles the questions. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do anything with the information. So you might say, give me, and have really fun with Brent Humphries on this one. Brent, tell me the last 20 transactions you had, or just give him be a pain in the neck. Then you don't do anything with it. But the idea right there is the conversation. It's the information that you're going to glean just for having that information.
Yeah, it's like if you're a buyer, just to quickly before the commercial break, right?
Right.
You're going to ask them 2 to 3 names of listing agents with whom that buyer's agent has worked. You don't have to call them.
Right.
But if the agent can't give you 2 to 3 names of people they've worked with who have represented a seller when they've been on the buying side, you got a big problem.
Now you got a big question mark that you've got to deal with.
A big problem.
Perfect. Yep. Okay, so let's move on.
On the listing side. So here are the five zingers. When someone comes in and sits down in your living room, they typically have a nice portfolio. Glossy, UV-coated, hard stock, 20-point or more sheets.
Right. Right?
Kind of like quasi-cardboard.
Sure.
You know, they make noise when you bend them. And it's all about them, right?
Yep.
You would expect that. But what you need to do as a seller is pivot and say, all right, would you be willing to show me a home that you have listed right now and some of the marketing materials that you've produced? Because if all of the good luxury, high-gloss content that is showing up on your dining table all starts with about me, you have a problem.
Sure.
You would expect that to be there, but you want substance behind it. So would you be willing to pull up a home that you currently have on the market and show me the marketing?
That makes a ton of sense. I mean, there's a lot of marketing going on, and really, it's kind of like going to a job interview. Again, go back to the job interview. Nobody gives a bad reference.
No.
Right? You only give the references of the people that are going to say good things about you.
That's right.
So everybody's looking to, not to be the catch it, the gotcha type thing, but it's to just understand better not the plan, not the
right.
spiel, so to
right.
speak.
I don't get questions like this. These are questions that you should be asking.
So let me ask you this part of it then, Brent. I know we're off your list there a little bit, but I suggest to many of the folks that I chat with, if I tell somebody, you know, in Carlsbad, the only agent you're going to talk to is Brent, and he's going to take care of it, right? They really don't need to go through the script.
Right.
I mean, they've got somebody that's already done that for them. So these are going to really be more things that I know you do a lot of social media marketing, and you do a lot of Zillow and Trulia and all that. These are more of the items that are going to be from a cold introduction.
Correct.
Right? Than a warm introduction.
Yeah, a warm introduction, excuse me, and a referral. Typically, there aren't that many questions.
Right, because they've already gone through.
What's my home worth?
Right.
When can we start? When can the photographer come?
Exactly. Yeah. Because somebody else has already done the due diligence.
Correct.
Okay. Good point. Let me
on. I thought these are going to be hard questions you're going to throw back at
No.
Next one is, do you have a written marketing commitment that documents all of the activities that you will do for which you can be held accountable?
Wow.
And I have a 21-point marketing commitment. It was 20 until last week. I came up with a new one. I was so excited.
All right.
But I'm a little bit OCD. I'm like, wait, 21, that kind of sounds funny. I like 20. A 21-point marketing commitment.
Well, you know, just because it's me, Brent.
Oh, dear.
So do you put on the top of that a ace of spades and a 10 of spades? Right, I mean, because that means you're going to do 1.5 times the job.
Very good.
going to get 150% when you get that 21-point agreement from Brent Humphries. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, but the key is that everybody's going to talk a big game. I'm going to market your property. I'm going to have nice flyers. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But what's under that? What does good marketing look like?
Right?
I'm glad that you're going to bring the professional photographer. But are you going to be going into the online sites where you have a login and replacing the 300 kilobyte photos with the 8 or 9 megabyte photos that you have directly from the photographer? Because if you do, and I can't believe I just said this, this is one of my key things I say in listing appointments, you're going to wow the online consumer who's looking. Because when they're on the iPad and they stretch or swipe or whatever the word is to make it look bigger, and it looks like it came over a fax machine or it looks like Minecraft.
Starts getting real pixelated.
It's really pixelated.
Right.
But if you take those professional photos and you inject them into the online marketing, and you call up some of the various sites that propagate and say, I want a backdoor, I want to be able to upload these, your property is going to look a heck of a lot better.
Absolutely.
So it's that type of content. What are you really doing for me other than all of these superlatives in your interview?
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. May I see a copy of the flyer that you produced of your most recent list? I mean, that's a good one.
Sure.
My wife and I walk by a home regularly. This is a seven-figure luxury property. And out, seven-figure home, and outside the flyer box, and it's a black and white printout of MLS.
You know something?
Need a therapist.
Yeah, you just look at something like that, and it just baffles me because I do the same thing, and
you're absolutely useless.
I look at some of the agents, because I do it on Balboa Island.
Okay.
Right? And
Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday mornings, I'm down there. I saw a teardown down there just recently. It was $1.5 million for a teardown. Literally, you can see the rust coming through on some of the. And I got exactly the same thing. They didn't even use a color printer because I think if you go to the MLS, that the printout that comes out there could be a color. At least one of the photos, there's only one photo, but it'll be a color photo. I've seen yours. It's like a four-page goodie or something like that.
I have panels. Yeah. They're great. Not all of them are, but all of them are UV-coated, 20-point. They're beautiful. They make noise. You flap my window,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that sound effect. You got me when I barked it like a dog last year.
Exactly.
You replayed it, so I have to watch myself. But spend the money, right?
It's like some of us. Brent, you're old enough. You probably remember when you put the little playing card in your spokes on your bicycle.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yep. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
That same.
Well, if your flyers can stop a bicycle, they're really thick.
Yeah, exactly. If you go over the handlebars, next.
Right. Suppose a buyer's agent calls and says their buyer is pre-approved to a lower than you have on the market. How would you respond to that question? Every week, Ron, I get calls from people, right? The property's 850. Brent, my buyer is qualified to 800. Am I wasting my time? And many agents will say, yes, you are. But their fiduciary obligation is to the seller. Unless the seller has said, someone prompts and says 800 on an 850 listing, respond as follows. You're not supposed to say that. The text answer that I use is, I don't know the seller magic number. And I don't want to know it. Because if you offer it exactly, I look like I leaked something that I shouldn't. Please go see the property. I'd encourage you to come sooner than later because there's a lot of interest. And after you've seen it, write up your best offer. And my commitment to you is that I will present it immediately and get you a response without gaming.
There you go.
I don't have to look at it. It's just I said that 1,000 times. And when I do that, though, remember, we're now in the listing agent segment. I'm representing the seller. An $800,000 offer comes in. The $800 is confidential. I now place a call to every other person that registered on my lockbox. John, Tammy, Fred, Harry. Where did Harry come from? Must be National Harry Day. We've got an offer on the property. We have until Tuesday at 5 p.m. Please submit your offer right away if you'd like to be taken into consideration. Now that offer is giving me leverage and content to go out to all the other agents and ask them to get their offer in.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's a big one.
Great information.
Yeah.
Always great. And the time always flies by, Brent.
Yes.
Whenever we do these, it's amazing. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.